Yahweh's Design, a two-speakline Israelite ministry with Pastor Dan. Now here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome everybody to By Yahweh's Design. I am Pastor Dan, your host for this one-hour live radio program coming to you over the Heritage Broadcasting System. We welcome all of our kinsmen around the globe who are listening tonight via computers on the internet, C-band satellite, FM radio, thanks to our rebroadcasters, shortwave, and 4D TV, channel 954. May Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, bless each and every one of you. First and foremost, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who was later surnamed Israel. For all good things come from him, and we wish to give him all the praise, glory, and honor for allowing us this opportunity to bring his truth to his holy remnant, the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Covenant peoples of the earth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh in Paleo-Hebrew. We are a two-seed-line racial covenant identity ministry, and we've been studying this truth for a good number of years now. However, at no time do we claim to be perfect, and therefore encourage your participation. In that regard, please keep your pens and pencils handy as we give out phone numbers and other valuable information. The title of tonight's broadcast is Child Abduction, and it is the 19th of April, year 2001, and yes, it is an anniversary for the Oklahoma City bombing as well as many other things in history. And our guest tonight in a few minutes will be Heather from Canada. And she's the Canadian representative for NCRO UK, and we'll explain what that means in just a few minutes. In the meantime, I hope you'll bear with me as I'm getting over a cold and my throat is very sore. We also want to extend a hearty thank you to Ken and his lovely wife out there in Massachusetts for the donation that they're sending. We also encourage supporting Heritage Broadcasting, who's making a valiant effort to get truth out there today, folks. And there aren't a whole lot of news agencies or radio broadcasting systems that are dedicated to that, I'll tell you. So I salute Heritage for their stand and their courage. And I would ask you to join me in that salute, both by contacting them with encouragement and sending donations. Health is certainly an issue with everybody today, and we highly recommend an initial consultation with Dr. Judy Nips of Salt Box Herbs. If Judy doesn't have an answer for you, she probably knows somebody who does, and all of her folks are naturopathic people who like to do things by Yahweh's design, so therefore we highly encourage that. You can contact Judy at area code 724-639-9607. We also highly recommend The Resistor, the political warfare journal for the Special Forces Underground, edited by none other than Sergeant First Class Stephen Berry. If you wish to contact him, write to Post Office Box 35046, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28303. Steve asks for $50 for four editions or $15 for a sample edition. The music at the top of the program is off a CD produced by Jonathan David Brown, the Nazarite. Personally, I think it's one of the finest CDs I've ever listened to, and if you care to have some good Israelite music to play in your home instead of this trash they put out here in the regular media, you can contact Jonathan David Brown by writing to Post Office Box 905 Springfield, Missouri 65805. Okay. Now, again, we entitled tonight's Job Abduction, and our guest is Heather, who's from Canada, and she's the Canadian representative for, I believe it's Nordic Child Rescue Organization, UK, stands for United Kingdom. Welcome to the program, Heather.
Yes, thank you very much, Pastor Dan. NCRO stands for the National Child Rescue Organization, and it's based out of London, England. And it is a volunteer organization that was founded in 1988. And for the last 6 months, I've been working as the Canadian representative because I have identified that there is a need here in Canada as well as in the U.S. because the child protection agencies have been working over time and has changed the child protection into child abduction industry. We've moved from an era where we depended on trees and fish and minerals to stimulate the economy. We now use our children. And it's very, very sad because families are being destroyed by social workers.
Well, it's another case, I think, Heather, where they create the problem. What they do is use their power of control over the media, and they take a small problem and sensationalize it in the media, and the next thing you know, we have a government agency that springs up overnight, and it becomes this huge bureaucracy, and then we find out years later that this bureaucracy causes much more problems than it ever solves. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, here in British Columbia, it is a $1.6 billion industry, which our Ministry for Children and Families has over 30 agencies, support agencies, helping them. To give you an idea of the statistics that are involved, here in British Columbia, we have 3.2 million people with over 9,800 children in care. This compares to our other province in the heart of Canada, Ontario, with over 11 million population and only 14,200 children in care. So we have approximately three times as many children in care here in British Columbia compared to Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Now you say this problem exists in the United States as well as up in Canada, correct?
It does, and I think that when you look at California with over 30 million people, I would say that California is probably one of the leading areas for the industry itself. I do have Diane Booth, a refugee who escaped from the U.S., and she is going to go to the refugee board hearing here in Canada, in Vancouver, on April 30th. And she had to flee with her child, and unfortunately her child was ordered back to the U.S. However, Diane has applied for refugee status here in Canada because of the abduction industry in California.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a crying shame. I'll tell you, I keep hearing more and more abuse by these government agencies all the time, not only child abduction, but all the other agencies, but tonight we're focusing in on the so-called child protection agencies. Typical of government, they can't do anything right. Sooner or later, the people of both Canada and the United States have to learn that valuable lesson. Anything you let the government do will become a mighty bureaucracy, and anybody who knows anything at all about bureaucracies, they're the least efficient, most abusive organizations in the world. And we got to somehow wrestle the power that they have over us away. And part of it, I believe, Heather, anyway, since this is a ministry, is for our people to learn that these sort of things are put upon us because we have allowed men or groups of men to become God to us, when in reality they do not have that power. We have no right to give them that power. We have to turn back to our Heavenly Father and put our children and our families back into His mold and run them according to His law, and ignore or get away from this idea that government can solve our problems, because government only creates problems. They don't solve problems.
Right, and I think what the government is doing is they're looking at it as social conformity, but hidden behind this conformity is a large amount of chaos that's being created by the bureaucrats. They are the ones that are creating a lot of the trauma and stress with families. And unfortunately, what happens is that parents are being oppressed, and many of them are at a state where they are afraid to speak out. And it's just infiltrated from the child protection agencies. They look at it as a way of stimulating the economy. They throw you into the legal system. You've got the legal aid funding that is predominantly controlled by the lawyers. And I know here in Canada, our governments have said that there's no way of knowing actually what's being spent for legal aid funding. Well, that doesn't leave anybody feeling very good to know that they can't even be held accountable, and they don't know how much is being spent by the law society itself. It's almost like it's a separate group of powerful people that can abuse that power.
Amen, Heather. We know who that group is, at least the listeners to this program do. Now, excuse me again, I'm getting a fog in my throat here. You know, there's an old saying that you don't know a tyranny exists until you go against it. Could that be said in your case, that you became painfully aware of just how this tyranny exists when it hit you personally?
Well, yes, and I think that for myself, I've been very, very fortunate because I have been able to look at the situation. I know that of all marriages today, 50% will end in divorce, and of those, 10% will end up in the court system, and there's no statistics to say how much of those that don't go through the high adversarial process, how much of those have their family assets dissipated by the law, the lawyers involved. And also one area that has played an increasingly powerful abusive role is that of psychologists, because now you have the lawyers and the psychologists, and here, particularly in the province of BC, our Ministry of Attorney General does not have a system in place to keep these two powerful, self-regulating bodies separate. And so between the two of them, they are basically able to control the family, if not emotionally, with inappropriate type of counseling, child custody reports that are sanitized, so forth. If the lawyers don't get the brunt of the family assets, you can be assured that the psychologists will. And they're both self-regulating bodies. And I've always, you know, I have spent the bulk of my working career for government, and I have always been led to believe that government's role is to protect people. But having moved from the east of Canada to the west, I've learned that that's not necessarily the case here.
Yes, unfortunately, you're right. Before we get too much further into the program, how about folks who would like more information or possibly even helping out in this situation? Is there a way for them to contact you or the organization?
They can contact the National Child Rescue Organization at their website, www.childrescue.org.uk. And we've also been very supportive of the Nordic Committee for Human Rights with Ruby Clausen, and they can be reached at www.nkmr.org, and you can enter for English at the British flag partway down the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And to reach me, I'm at heather.clary@home.com.
Oh, that's your email, you said?
That's my email address, that's right.
Okay, you want to spell that out for the folks then?
It's Heather, Clary, Clary, @home.com.
Okay, @home.com.
And there are powerful search engines now that if you put in child abduction, there is a host of websites cropping up daily that are in support of parents who have had their children taken needlessly by the ministries in order to generate an economy for the foster parents, the psychologists, and all the support systems. Individually, these individuals that work for the governments and support groups really don't understand the decimation of the family that's being created.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can certainly understand that. Now, you were telling me at one point that you were kind of surprised and shocked when you found out that you had so little support in your struggle from not only the local and state, or I should say the, I guess, the province government, but also from so-called Christian churches, didn't you?
Yes, I was very surprised because I did marry into a family that I believed was Christian, and because of information that I had learned about the family, I asked the Bishop of B.C., of the Lutheran Church, if he would assist me, and he said he would do an investigation with this family. And much to my surprise, he said he was coming over to the island here in the middle of the month. And to my surprise, I got a letter dated April the 11th that said his investigation was complete, even though I had faxed him to say that I had more evidence and that I would like to meet with him to give him the evidence. And it's not a surprise to me that he has done this, but it just exemplifies the value system that's currently being used within groups that are calling themselves Christian.
Well, we know in the in the latter days there'd be a lot of folks who are lukewarm fence setters claiming that because they use the name Jesus that they're Christian, but when he gets here, he's going to look at them and say, depart from me because I don't know you. So we do have a lot of false teachers, false preachers, false shepherds, and certainly false people in general sitting on the pews of many churches in not only Canada but the United States on any given Sabbath, pretending to play the part of a Christian, but they do not have any of what I call true Christianity in them. There's no personal relationship with our Heavenly Father there. They don't walk the walk. They don't, nothing in their life portrays or exemplifies the Christ. And that is one of the rules for us, all of us out here. When we come across these people, we are supposed to judge them in a sense because he said you will know them by their fruits. And you know, a good tree can't bear bad fruit, and a bad tree can't bear good fruit. So if these people are talking the talk, but they don't walk the walk, then they're bad trees. And they, whether they call themselves Christian or not, they should be avoided. They certainly are not people that you'd want to associate with, and you surely would not want to lower your guard when you're around them, because they are simply wolves in sheep's clothing, trying to take advantage of you and get the upper hand on you. We're praying for the day when the Father decides this insanity that we have going on today in the world. It's not just Canada and the United States. It's happening all over the world. It's just going completely insane. There's no justice and there's no righteousness anywhere, hardly. And some of the biggest culprits, Heather, are in the so-called Christian circles. I mean, I cannot believe I hear the things that some of these people are saying today, so I'm not at all amazed that you have had very little help from the so-called Christian community up there in your effort to resolve this problem.
Yes, it's been a surprise. It's been very disappointing, and I must say that they do have a wonderful facade. And you know, it's not a matter of letting your guard down. It's that you're tricked. It's sheer trickery.
Now, in your research and in your research and doing all this and everything, and not only your case, but now you're part of a national organization that's actually international in trying to help others. What is it as big? Yeah, elsewhere as it is in Canada? I mean, in the United States, in comparison to Canada, would you say it's worse here or better?
I would say it's worse in the U.S., much worse in the U.S. in Canada, I think that we follow, we, there's a lag behind what's happening in the U.S., and I would like to think that because we are a much smaller population base, that we may be able to get on top of it and look at some remedial type of measures that we can have to mitigate the huge child industry and look at ways to play more of a positive role in family life and looking at supporting the families more, particularly ones that are going through restructuring. Here in D.C., we have mediation on our books, on our legislation, but it hasn't been proclaimed. So you've got all these valuable tools, mediation, dispute resolution, that could be used in a positive way to help with restructuring families, but instead, because the law society is so powerful and the psychology industry is out there too, that there's the good is being suppressed, and this is the unfortunate part, and there's not enough individuals that have traveled down the road, the journey that I have taken. They haven't had the experience, and there's not the awareness. But I think that the important part is when you do become aware is that you do voice out what has gone wrong, and only through knowledge and information can we ever hope to turn the wheels into a more complacent type of lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a shame that many of us have to go through such heartache before we finally get off the bench and become doers instead of just, bench setters watching the world go by and get out there and get involved, because that is probably one of the biggest problems in the world today is the good people. And I believe there still are a lot of good people out there, but
there
they're
are.
Not getting involved.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely good people, and one of the things that we have to realize is that we don't have to necessarily look to other countries to see that there's problems. There's problems right at home that exist right in our own community. And that's, that's where this grassroots, it has to start. For myself, I couldn't find help here in Victoria. I thought I could by going to a men's group, and unfortunately, even though they said that they were non-gender biased, they certainly were. And I ended up going to England and then to Norway in order to get the support that I needed in order to bring that. And slowly I'm building local networks of support, but it's very slow going. It's very time consuming. I've been at this now for over 3 years, and it's just been within the last 6 months that I can say that I've made some real positive moves where I'm now interacting with various government officials, and they realize I'm serious. I'm not going anywhere. I want my children in my life. My children have rights, and they are not being honored. And that there's real problems, and it's good now that they do take me seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and certainly that would be appropriate, I think, here. We're not going to get justice if we don't stand up and demand it, and that's part of the problem today. Again, so many people went to sleep, I believe, thinking that government is basically good and it'll take care of us. They forgot the lesson that the founding fathers taught us, that government in and of itself is an evil institution if it's not kept in balance and under check by the people themselves with constant vigilance, watching them on their every move, because they will become an entity of themselves, to where what they do is to simply keep the government going and to keep it funded and keep it expanding, etc., where it becomes like a big business. And so justice in America today is similar to justice in Canada. It's more of a business opportunity for them. Prosecutors often go after a court case simply to get a victory and justice be damned. They could care less about justice. They want a victory, so they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll suborn perjury from witnesses. They'll do just about anything they got to do to win, so they can go up the ladder in this corporate structure of the law enforcement industry. And as a consequence, we the people and justice suffer terribly. We're going to go to break here in just a little bit, Heather. Let me give the call-in number in case there's some folks out here that have had experience along this line or similar tragedies, and they want to call in and share that with us. The call-in number tonight is area code 812-476-3026. And again, that's 812-476-3026. And we'll go to break and come back in just a few minutes. Okay, Heather?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty.
Listen to us worldwide on hbroadcast.com. This is the Heritage Broadcast System.
You look different.
Well, I feel good. My gums and mouth used to bother me.
Did you find a good dentist?
No, a good toothpaste and mouthwash.
Well, your breath does smell great. What brand are you using?
Vitamir. It doesn't have any fluoride, sugar, NutraSweet, or aspartame. It only has good things, and nothing that can harm my teeth, gums, or body.
How do I get it?
Well, saying that it's a good thing, you have to get it from a health food store or distributor. If you'd like to locate a distributor, call 888-558-8482. That's 888-558-8482 for healthy teeth, gums, and mouth.
Oh, it tastes good, too. Did you know that all insurance policies are commercial contracts under maritime law, compromising sovereignty? But if you don't have proper liability coverage, your car could be impounded. How do you protect yourself against an accident while preserving your liberty? Puget Sound Agricultural Society is a not-for-profit organization collectively providing liability and comprehensive protection at a very low price. As a member, you contribute $250 for each vehicle enrolled. This is not an annual premium. You pay only once. You receive a certificate showing financial responsibility. If your car is involved in an accident, your liability costs are shared equally among the program members. And now we offer a comprehensive program with assessments based on the value of your vehicle. Please note, this is not an insurance policy. It is a low-cost alternative. $500 lifetime membership may be paid over 10 months. Call 530-795-1776. That's 530-795-1776. Or visit our website at www.bsasl.org.
More AM and FM stations are tuning in to Heritage Broadcast System to hear The Larry Nichols Show, 11 Eastern, 8 AM Pacific.
Welcome back to By Yahweh's Design with Pastor Dan. Now here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, everybody, and again, today is the 19th of April, year 2001. Our program tonight is entitled Child Abduction. Our guest is Heather from Canada, who is the Canadian representative for the National Child Rescue Organization. And before we get back into our discussion, I want to remind the folks that we also want to remind everybody that next Wednesday night we have scheduled retired United States Air Force General Ben Parton to be our guest. And for those who don't know who General Parton is, he's the general that testified in front of Congress about what really brought down the federal building in Oklahoma City. And I personally have been in the audience when General Parton was speaking, and he's a very knowledgeable fellow. 30 years in the service with a lot of good information. So, again, mark your calendars for next Wednesday night for that one. As we talk more about what really happened in Oklahoma City versus what the lying media tells us. And I want to remind everybody also, if you want the truth today, folks, get away from mainstream media. please, if you haven't figured that out already, they're the most deceptive, lying group of people that are on the face of this planet. You've got to tune into alternative media if there's any hope whatsoever hearing about what's really going on. Okay, Heather, let's get back into this. Again, child abduction, this is not child abduction by criminals. Well, let's change that. I guess you would call them criminals, but these criminals work for the government instead of wearing ski masks and breaking into your house to steal your home. They do it through the legal process, but the result is still the same. Our children are being abducted out of our homes with very little concern over the effect it's having on the child. It's more of a power play by government bureaucracies. At least that's how I see it, Heather.
Well, that's the way it is, too. And the only thing you'll hear in mainstream media are cases out of the 60s. We've just had the Ducal Boys have filed a class action suit against the province. There is 49 of the survivors that were taken from their parents in the 60s. And it's taken 40 years for this to come out into the open and to the process to see through rectification. However, it's going on right here today. And these are the cases that the public must make that we get on top of.
Well, I agree. Information is very important today, and accurate information. You know, I don't know about the folks in Canada, but here in the United States, one of the things I see quite often is we have people walking around believing themselves to be greatly informed and educated people because of the massive volume of information that's out there for us today, thanks to modern technology. However, information and truth are not necessarily the same thing. Yes, we have a huge amount of, quote, information, but we have a very teeny tiny amount of factual, truthful information today. In fact, I believe we have less today than they had hundreds of years ago before all this high-tech stuff came out, because back then, I think there was more discretion and everything else. Today, it's very easy to float lies because all you got to do is dress it up with a pretty talking head on the television set and a bunch of special effects, and the people sort of turn off the brains and just accept whatever comes across the idiot box. So we do have a major problem, and that is getting people to understand that they are being lied to. And we also need to use every avenue that the Father above gives us to get the truth out there, so that properly armed with truth, people who do care can get up and do something about it. I'm certainly glad that you're doing what you're doing up there and starting to network out, which, again, here's another good point, networking. Our people are certainly capable of doing that, and they need to do that.
It's very important to network, and I think you can never be too shy to reach out and to tell your story, and also to learn to look for the authenticity, particularly with the enormous amounts of information. You're quite right. The internet does give us a lot of information, but we then have to learn the skills in order to determine the authenticity of what's there. And it's a learning process, and it's important that you teach your children this, too.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and, if you wouldn't mind, Heather, go ahead and give the folks the two websites again for Child Rescue and NKMR.
Okay, the website for the National Child Rescue Organization is www.childrescue.org.uk, and for the Nordic Committee for Human Rights, it's nkmr.org. And in order to get into their extensive website, you will have to scroll down the page and enter at the British flag.
They have it in numerous other languages, I take it.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's a very, very good human rights website. And I know that Diane Booth was able to go on to the internet, and she did link to the Nordic Committee for Human Rights. And because Ruby Harold Klassen networks with Jerry Howard from the National Child Rescue Organization, the two of them, with the help of Marianne in Sweden, they were able to link the two of us here. I'm in Victoria on the Vancouver Island, and Diane is living in the mainland in Vancouver. So we're, you know, an hour apart, yet we're very close when it comes to the journey that we've taken with having lost our children to the child abduction industry. And Diane has actually been able to escape her country in order to get protection. And my hope is that Canada will acknowledge that there is a child abduction industry, and it will only be, you know, 10 days away before we find out whether or not Canada will acknowledge, yes, there's an industry, yes, Diane needs to be protected. And at this time, it's hopeful that we will be able to then start the process in order to have Vincent, Diane's son, return to be with his mother.
And what do you see now in the future for yourself then, Heather, as far as your battle? Do you see light at the end of the tunnel?
My case is a little different, and that involves the restructuring of a family unit. I know that having been up against a very religious family, who has, you know, my ex-brother-in-law is the director of religious services here in BC, director of religious services for the province. I know that having challenged the judiciary, I was told by my son's lawyer, a family advocate that's appointed by a ministry separate from the child protection ministry, that if I pushed to prove that the judge erred, I would never see my children again. And for the last year, since my children were apprehended, I have had to have supervised visitation for less than 3 hours per week. And my son was told that I had given the social worker a note that said I was going to kill myself. This is absolutely bogus. It's emotional abuse to my son. The social worker continues to work. The support systems in place, there's dishonesty amongst the supervisors, and it's rampant. And after 14 months of lobbying the Ministry of Attorney General, I was finally able to get a new advocate appointed for my son. And I know that the new lawyer, he says to me that, you know, everybody's not dishonest, and I don't believe everybody's dishonest. I think, by and large, most people are genuine, honest, ethical people. But unfortunately, what has happened is we've got a group of individuals in very powerful positions that have abused the system and will continue to abuse it unless there's enough people that will speak out and challenge the system in order to keep out what we see as corruption. I know I've written to the board that oversees the judges, and I've said that the judge covered to hide the sanitized report by the psychologist. So when you've got judges covering for psychologists and lawyers covering for psychologists and working together, it's very, very difficult for the best interests of the child to ever to be seen. That child gets lost in the system. And this is something that I don't want to happen. My children have not lived together as brothers for the last year. The father sees that as okay because he has the youngest child with him. And mom is not getting to see the children. There's been, you know, a complete denial of my role as a mother. You know, not only was I the major care provider, I was the nurturer, the love provider, the main financial provider, and for my partner to believe that God alone will provide, I really think that he's carried it a little bit too far, you know. He's had the systems in place to extort me, and it's very unfortunate that there's incidents like this that slip through the cracks. That I've personally witnessed that it's possible, and it's disappointing. It's disappointing, but I see that I'm not alone, that many, many marginalized individuals are being exploited to by government, and the helping, the sharing, the caring, a lot of this with government employees is a thing of the past. They've sold their souls, and it's a shame. It's very sad.
It certainly is. And we pray again for the day that the father believes that this nonsense needs to end, and the real sons and daughters of the Most High will stand up and bring righteousness back to the land. I'm going to make a comment here now, Heather. You don't have to say anything about this, being as there is no freedom of speech in Canada. Our brothers and sisters, our cousins in Canada have given up that right to this group of people, and unfortunately, the European Americans are not far behind you. The soccer moms and the TV mushheads out there that fill their heads full of all this crap, they've almost given up the right of free speech in this country also. But the three groups that you mentioned, the government, the judiciary, the lawyers, and the fourth group,
the psychologists.
You said the judiciary, the lawyers, the government, and all the psychiatrists. All right. Those four groups today are heavily influenced by, if not outright controlled by, Jews. Now, you may not see that as a problem, that's why I'm not going to ask you to comment on it, but I see it as a problem, alright? Because there is no such thing as Judeo-Christianity, that's a lie, because Christianity and Judaism are on opposite poles from each other. Now, it's interesting to me, as you tell me about your story, I have read excerpts from the Talmud, which is their holy book, not the Bible. You gotta get that out of, the people listening have to get that out of their head. They do not read and study out of the Bible. They have a book called the Talmud, and it's the lunatic rantings and ravings of rabbis over the centuries that the Jews hold higher than anything written by men inspired by God. That's just the way it is. That's what they believe. Now, when you read excerpts from the Talmud, Heather, it will tell you in there how much of a disregard they have for Christian men and women, and especially our children. They consider us non-human. They consider us basically animals, here for their benefit, to be used and abused at their will for their pleasure. Now, people will say, well, that's absurd. Well, you proved me wrong. Now, if you look into those groups that you mentioned, you will see the Jewish control in those groups. Now, having known that they have a holy book that says it's quite all right to physically or even sexually abuse a non-Jewish child, it's quite all right to steal and rob from non-Jews, and they hate and detest Christ and the sons of Christ, if you know all that, then the mystery of why these organizations are doing to you what they're doing goes away. You can start to see the pattern that they are behaving exactly the way Christ said in the book of John, that they are here to steal, kill, and destroy, that they are of their father, Satan, and they have absolutely nothing but contempt for the white European Christian people. Now, again, I'm making this comment, Heather, you are not. But I'm making this comment based on years and years and years of not only my own research, but hearing stories similar to yours, that before I understood this, I was like you, shaking my head and scratching my head, saying, why? Why would my government not protect my rights? Why do the police stand by and not protect us? Why do so-called government agencies come in and do some of these outlandish things? I'm telling you why. Because that group of people, known as Jews today, even though they are not of the Bible, they are not the people of the Bible by a long shot, they're Khazars. These people hate and detest us. Now, once you understand that, then it begins to make much more sense that these organizations are not there for your benefit. They're there to steal from you, and the only time you win is if you make enough noise and threaten to expose them occasionally. They'll throw a bone to you to quiet you down and get you out of the way, because the vast majority of our people don't say a peep when they're robbed or they're raped or their children are stolen. They just take it and keep right on going. But if you make enough noise, sometimes they'll go ahead and give you a victory simply because they want to remain in the dark. But I had to bring that out, Heather. Again, I'm not asking you to either agree or disagree, but for the sake of the listening audience or any of the people out there whose children are being abducted by these hellish organizations, so-called in the name of the child's benefit, we all know better than that. Yeah, there's a few cases of that, but by far and large, as Heather has stated, it's more for the business end of it. It's more for keeping the status quo for these rich psychologists and judges and lawyers who are making a fortune off of our misery. I have nothing but contempt for them, and I just believe that needed to be said, Heather. So you can go ahead now if you have something else. I'll get off my soapbox.
No, that's fine, and I think that if you look at the psychology industry and the legal professions, you will see that there is a good number of Jewish people.
Absolutely. I'm just stating facts, and excuse me again. As we say many times on this program, we are here because of our Heavenly Father Yahweh allowed us to come here. My rights and your rights, Heather, don't come from groups of men trying to play God. They come from God. All of our rights come from God. Governments are instituted to protect our rights. That's the only legitimate reason for a government amongst men, is to protect the rights that I already have given to me by my Heavenly Father. Any government agency that goes counter to those rights is illegitimate. They themselves are outlaws. They themselves are criminals. And a good case in Canada and the United States are these government agencies trying to take our right of self-defense away by trying to take our weapons away. God gave us the right to be armed to defend ourselves. That's in the Old and New Testament. These governments are criminal in trying to take our rights away, just as much as they are criminal in trying to steal your child and not allowing you justice. And just because some of the family members that you're up against happen to have positions of power or authority, they're getting the special treatment while you're getting the keep your mouth shut or we're gonna do something to you. That's typically how they do it today. They threaten you, they intimidate you. If they get you behind bars, then they threaten to keep you there for 30 years unless you plea bargain with them, which does what? It gives them a victory at very little cost. And again, that is all justice today is to these people, is to get victory upon victory, and justice be damned.
Well, I was told by the complaints manager of the Child Protection Agency that I may have to make a decision between child rescue or my own children.
Isn't that amazing? You must be having an effect, Heather.
Well, I would very much like to have my children and have control of my children in my life without the government abusing my children and using them to generate the economy. You know, what I find so sad is that foster parents can go into Zellers, into our department stores, and they get a 20% discount. Yet we have an increased number of marginalized parents that are struggling to make a living and to better themselves, yet they don't have that same 20% discount from Zellers. Like, that's madness to me. That's corporate madness. And the thing is, there's not the awareness. I went on to the foster parenting website, and when I read that, I wasn't happy. I have been always providing clothing for my children. And when I learned that the foster mom, I could see that my son was coming with clothes that I hadn't bought. And then when I learned that she could go to Zellers and get 20% off, it's pretty frustrating for me.
Who owns Zellers, by the way, Heather?
Well, I haven't got there yet, but yes, they will be getting a letter from me, and, you know, there'll be days when there'll be enough of us to lobby and take our business elsewhere.
Amen. You hit on a very good point, Heather. It is something that we in Christian Israel must learn how to do here in the near future, and that is to take our business to our own kinfolk and to boycott these Judaized invaders that we have. Their power over us has a lot to do with money and the fact that many, unfortunately, many people in both Canada and the United States pander to them simply to get power and money, and they care not about morality and integrity. It is a crying shame. For the folks that are listening, Heather, that may have had a similar experience and want to either encourage you or find out what they in turn can do to fight the system, why don't you give your email address out one more time?
It's Heather Clary, and it's heather.clary. Clary is C-L-A-R-R-Y, and it's athome.com. And they can always contact me through the childrescue.org.uk website. And it's an excellent website to give any listener an overview of just the type of annex that is going on with the child protection agencies. They've got a 12-year track record now, and they're very much aware of what is happening in England, and they can connect you to the various countries. There's good coverage, there's excellent coverage in the U.S. Here in Canada, being smaller and having the geographic distancing, it's to our disadvantage in that our networking is coming along slower, and there's more of a north-south connection. We deal with Washington, California, and the Ontario population basically then ties into Upper New York State and so forth. So there's not the east-west connection of our country, and that keeps us, you know, further divided in order to get together and have a national type of body to bring to the public's attention just the devastation that the social workers are creating with the child abduction industry. And one of the big problems is that social workers are predominantly female. And I know here in Victoria, the University of Victoria has 3 times as many social workers in their class this past term. And, you know, that doesn't leave me sitting very comfortable, because these social workers are now infiltrating into the school system, and they're, you know, child care workers in the school system, and it's just another way of extorting the children from the parents. And I don't see how the traumatic stress that's created with the current abduction process is to anyone's advantage, other than the government to stimulate the economy, get them into counseling, and you know, rip them apart, rip the family unit apart. And family units are very, very important.
I'll tell you what, Heather, and for the listening audience, if you want to figure out why they're doing what they're doing, go find a book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. You may have to do some searching to find it, but if you get that book, you're going to find out in there exactly why they're doing what they're doing today, okay, Heather?
Okay.
It explains it completely. One of the planks of their so-called desire to rule the world would be the fact that they would destroy families, because there's strength in families. And so they are very much busily at work doing whatever they can through their control, media, courts, government, etc., their business dealings, everything. They are doing everything they can to destroy homogeneous families, and to tear not only the men and women apart, but to tear the children away from parents, because they know that parents can inculcate Christian values into their children, which stands as a barrier that they have to get across. They don't want that. If they can bring them into government schools that are neutered and certainly atheistic today, more communistic than anything, if they can get them away from the parents, at least one of the parents, in many cases both parents, bring them through the social institutions, then they stand a good chance of having control of that child, at least in their way of thinking, for the rest of that child's life. And then they in turn will stay in power and at the top of the heap, so to speak. But I'm here to tell you that Yahweh has a different plan in mind, and they're going to find out who really controls this world here in the not-too-distant future. He's got some real heavy-duty plans for these folks. Heather, we got about half a minute here if you want to finish up.
Okay, well, I want to encourage anyone out there that is having problems with the child protection agencies to speak out and not to be afraid and to network and tell your neighbor and tell your neighbor's neighbor so that there's power and strength in numbers, and don't be shy about any of this. It's something that must be talked about.
Amen. Heather, you best wishes to you. You take care, and we'll stay in touch, all right? Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Pastor Dan.
All right, you take care. Thanks for listening in, folks. Yahweh bless each and every one of you. Stay strong, folks. Stay with the Father and keep your powder dry.
You are my